We are today in verses 12 to 17, but we're starting from 15. It says, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." If you were here 2 weeks ago, you would have forgotten this, right? These are images that David used to describe our old life. But he didn't stop there. He also described our new life, which is represented by this beautiful house and garden. But I went a bit back to Genesis, and I want to say that our story didn't actually start from here. Our story, from here I mean, actually began from the garden, the beautiful one. In Genesis, God created us into a beautiful place until we got here. And when we got here, in what we know as the fall of man, it was actually more than the fall of man. Three key things were lost. Number one, humanity lost relationship. So we had a lovely fellowship with the Father. We were known, we were loved. God will come down in the cool of the day and had relationship with us. But when sin came in, that relationship was broken, and that created a distance between us and God. Not only did we lose relationship, we lost our identity. Humanity didn't have problem with identity because it flowed from God. We were made in the image of God. After his likeness, we represented him. We had his authority. But very quickly, as sin came in, we transitioned from a people who had God's authority and mandate to a people who became naked and afraid. And thirdly, we lost home. Eden wasn't just a garden. It was a place where heaven and earth met. It was a place where Adam and Eve felt that they belonged. And so we lost relationship, we lost identity, and then we lost home. And from that point on, things began to unravel. The rubbish started to pile up. And that is the picture that the Apostle Paul is painting. We became orphans because we had a different spirit from that point forward. We became orphans, we became a people without hope and without God in this world, a people disconnected from God without a true place. And we began to manifest some signs, which I want to share with us very quickly, which unfortunately today, even though a believer or us as believers have been saved, have been redeemed, we can still manifest some of the signs. Is why the Apostle Paul is trying to address that concern. Number one, performance over relationship, where we think it's about doing than being. We've got to earn God's approval. We've got to work so hard for it. And that is not what God has done. It's not about works. It's about grace. The orphan spirit becomes one that brings us into fear, fear of abandonment, living with that quiet fear that love won't last. Number three, we came to a point where we are unable to trust and always afraid that we could just make a mess of things. Number four, insecurity and comparison, comparing ourselves with one another, someone else's blessings. Feels like they're lost to us. Jealousy, striving, all in place. And lastly, difficulty receiving correction or love. Somebody is trying to show love to you and you're rejecting it. You take it as rejection. That is what happened because we were separated from God. So because believers could still be manifesting these traits, the Apostle Paul is addressing concern that, look, that is your life in the past. If you are in God's house, you've got to feel at home in his love. Because there is so much that God has done for you. And he's trying to help us understand this picture that we have been adopted. We were adopted and we are adopted. We were means God already did something to bring us into who we are now. We are adopted and we were adopted. And he handled the issue about our past by first of all forgiving us. I'm trying to help us differentiate between forgiveness and adoption so we can appreciate what God has done. He forgave us first. He dealt with the past, everything you've done. He's dealt with it. He pardoned our sins. And he says, from this point forward, I'm changing who you are. Amen. There is a transformation that begins from that point forward. And that adoption was a choice that God made by grace. It didn't happen by accident. You and I didn't come to the Lord by accident. He did it on purpose. That's why Romans 5:8 says, while we were yet sinners, translation says, while we were of no use to him whatsoever. He died for us. He did it on purpose. He knew what he was doing. I knew how messy your life was. I get it. But I still chose you. Isn't it amazing that Jesus was going to go to heaven and he was given the biggest mandate to the church, and the Bible says, and some doubted. He knew they were doubting, and he still says, I choose you to do it. So he knew all about the past. And number two, it's a legal act of love. It is binding. What is done is permanent. But the apostle stopped there. He went. There is something about God. It's about identity. And I thought about how I could help us understand this subject of identity. And I'm glad I came to this. Please follow this picture. This is me when I was 1 year old. I was a baby. I was also a boy. But also a son. That's true. A few years ago, 39 years later, this is me. Oh, you could say, I became a baby? Really? No, I became a man. I became a dad. But I was no less of a son than I was at one. That happened between 1 and 40, but I still remain a son. Not because of me, but because of this man. That's my dad. Because of what he did. My identity as a son came from him. Not about what I did. In fact, I did more horrible things between 1 and 40. And that is it with the Father God. It's not because of what we do, but because of what he did. Right. And so much is going to happen in our lives. But we need to understand, because in our world today, people are struggling with identity, trying to understand, who am I, who am I? But the truth is this, you really don't know who you are until you know whose you are. Yes, amen. And it's been a journey. 39 years after, and even till now, a lot has happened and a lot will happen. A lot of feeding, eating, food, learning, adjustment, sacrifices, pain, growth, transformation, joys. And a lot will happen in our lives. But it doesn't reduce the fact that we are still sons. And that's why Jesus told us about the prodigal son, right? With all he did, when he came back home, The father said, my son was lost. He didn't become less of a son to the father. And he went to embrace him. Welcome home. The other brother wasn't happy. I tell you, there will be people who won't be happy. How could God forgive him? Even I don't get it sometimes. But that's the Father. Sometimes you don't feel like it. But you've got to still stay at home. But there is always a constant battle that goes on in our lives, right? Where the enemy comes and he tells us lies about who we are. He tells us you are not worthy. You failed too many times. God doesn't love you. God can't use you. And the Apostle Paul is saying, look, guys, he sends his spirit to you. Yes, one of the versions says, the Message translation says, God sends, God's spirit touches your spirit, confirming who you are. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are sons of God. When it comes to tell you lie about how you failed in your past, I don't know what it is, but the Holy Spirit whispers and says, you are still a son. Get up. The righteous may fall 7 times, but 7 times they will what? They will rise up again. So get up! Don't stay there. And Apostle Paul is trying to help us further. He said, but you've got a job to do. You've got something you need to keep doing. You need to constantly renew your mind too. Because there's so many things we're up against in our world today. The things you hear on the TV, you see in the advertisement, and so much going on, trying to speak contrary to who we really are. And we've got to keep renewing our mind. Say it out loud. I am chosen. I am loved. I am adopted by God. And you've got to refuse to live from what happened to you in the past life and start living from what God says about you. But God even did so much more. He says, look, I've adopted you. I'm changing your identity. There is so much more for you. I also made you co-heirs. Because the truth is this. Let's pay attention. Father God doesn't do halfway adoption. He gives us everything. Romans 8:32, if he did not spare his only son, but gave him for us, how then shall he not with him freely give us all things? He doesn't do half adoption, no. He gives everything. He gives his kingdom, his glory, his spirit, and he invites us to share in his purpose. And what that means is this. It is all or nothing. You're either in or you're not. You can't choose what part of the Father God you want. You've got to take everything he's given you. It's all or nothing. There will be pain, there will be glory, there will be persecution, there will be testimonies. You can't choose one and leave the other. It's all or nothing. He's given us an inheritance that comes with responsibility. The responsibility is that we have access to everything that Christ has. His spirit and his kingdom, his glory and his crown. But we also carry his image and his mission. We carry his suffering. And cross, his purpose and perseverance. So we can't just receive his comfort and say, that's it, that's all I want. Just heal me, God, and see you later. No. Just bless me, God. And you know, it's amazing to me how we want God to bless us, but we don't want God to have control over how we or what we do with the blessing. No, it doesn't work. It's all or nothing. And that's the challenge. We must carry his cross also. And God is raising us as sons and daughters who will stand with Christ in purpose and perseverance. There will be people on Monday morning who will not like you because you're a Christian. There may be times when you don't get promoted because of your integrity. Because you can't compromise and you won't compromise. Yeah, that's part of the cross we've got to carry. It's all or nothing. But the Father is preparing glory. Amen. And this is our journey. We were orphaned. He adopted us. He transformed us. Then he is glorifying us. And there is more glory that awaits us. And so when you think about how God took you from here to here, this is where we should have started from. We are debtors. We are debtors. Not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We are debtors. It is not a guilt-driven obligation, but a response in gratitude to God. When you know where he took you from. We owe him our life. We owe the flesh nothing. The world has got nothing on us. Somebody threatens you. If you don't come and join our gang, we're going to do this. They've got nothing on you. We owe nothing to the world. We owe the flesh nothing, but we owe the Spirit everything. We're debtors to grace. Not to pay God back. We can never pay him back. But to live fully for the one who gave us everything. So sons are led by the Spirit, not dragged by the flesh. And to live as sons is to live in the freedom of gratitude, not the slavery of fear. For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I like us to break out into groups, like we've been doing, right? And I want us to think about our journey, because we've been on a journey, every one of us. We've had moments in our lives where the enemy has come to whisper some lies to us, try to change, try to convince us about who we are and who we are not, and tell you. I want us to just reflect back on our journey. What are some of the lies you've had to overcome the Holy Spirit? How have you been able to overcome? What truth from God's word has helped you and can help us to replace the lies of the enemy and live from a place of confidence and freedom as God's children? That's what I want us to do. Just have a think. God has brought us through a journey and we're still on the journey. What truth indeed has set you free? Or he's setting you free? Because that story can encourage somebody here this morning who is struggling with one lie of the enemy. So please, it's okay if you don't want to talk, but I believe we'll find one or two people who would like to share something. So let's just break out in groups. Just turn your chairs around. Let's do it for the next 5, 6, 7 minutes. And so one more thing, and then there's another slide after this, just a slide where we'll pray together. But Andy is going to play for us a short film. You won't find it on YouTube because I put it together. Yeah, so put a script together. You know, I'm a technology person. So, yeah. So he's going to play that. I know that we all learn in different ways, and hopefully if you haven't yet received anything, this can also help you. All right, Andy, we're set. Thank you.
Why not me? That's what I used to whisper every night, clutching this old bear, wondering why no family ever chose me.
Before you knew me, you lived as though unwanted. But I had already chosen you.
I spent years scrolling through other people's happiness, engagements, babies, wondering when it would be my turn to belong somewhere. You know, Maya, adoption isn't about needing a home. It's about someone choosing you on purpose. Belonging's never been my thing. But then I found this note in a donated Bible. Words that would change everything. You receive the spirit of adoption. A daughter. Me. Of who?
You are no longer a slave to fear. You are my child.
Then why do I still feel like an orphan? If you're real, show me who I am. Funny thing about adoption. Once it's signed, the past has no legal claim anymore. You're either in the family, or you're not. He signed it with blood, not ink. That's what God did, isn't it? Hey, you coming or what?
You are mine. You are loved.
The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Romans 8:16.
That's who we are. I'll ask us to stand. We have the final slide. We'll pray. Just a declaration. If you can, if you're able to stand. So, Andy, please, the last slide. Just feel we need to declare it to ourselves. Father, I am yours. I am no longer an orphan. I am adopted. I am your child. I share in the sufferings of Christ, and I share in his glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you.